here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Greg McLeek from CUNA.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well.
Always.
Yeah. How's the... We got like half the conference
I know,
here in front of us.
I know, this is quite an audience that we have sitting here at the lunch in the exhibit hall that's our overflowed own, out into the hallway
indeed,
here.
Our own studio audience.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hopefully they applaud at the end.
I think they will. I think they will. If not overtly, just subconsciously.
Sure, right, yeah.
So what are you, before we get into the topic at hand, what do you want to achieve here? What are some of your goals for the conference this year?
We've got, with the engagement team, so many different pieces that plug and play mm-hmm. into this overall event.
Yeah.
So whether it's from the marketing side of things and the brand that we put forth throughout the conference, whether it's the communications that go out both pre and during the event and the conference, the exhibit hall itself. Karen Sand on our engagement team, our vice president, runs the exhibit hall and her team. So there's a lot going on
there. I can
imagine. Of course, our strategic credit union relations area. Where else are you going to do it? Mm-hmm. But here. Mm-hmm. So our engagement consultant team and Jessica and Russell and everyone that that put that together. So the various events and social hours and everything else that take place, just making sure that we're taking that opportunity to be out with the members, listen, engage.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Christina Grebner here from our market intelligence area, so she has some focus groups that are mm-hmm. taking place throughout the conference, mm-hmm. but also just gathering member sentiment in whatever way we possibly
mm-hmm.
can.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's listening or in a formal or informal environment, gathering all that information. So yeah, I mean, there's a ton going on, and this is a great opportunity for us as well to be able to talk with everyone.
Good to see you.
Mr. Blanchard.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
Good to see you.
Keeping good company.
Hi, I'm Mike.
I know.
Larry nice to meet
Blanchard.
You. Nice to meet you, Larry.
You.
Yeah.
And you see all kinds of familiar faces.
Exactly.
And people. It's, yeah.
It's
yeah. Good
so, well, you're sitting here in the bright light. You can't miss you.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Just doing a little interview.
Pardon?
We're just doing a little interview.
Yeah. That's,
that's
good.
All.
That's good. Interview him.
Ask I
him
am.
He, ask him if he can sing.
I am. All right. That's my next question.
Okay.
How do you know? Greg, right, can you sing?
All right. Sometimes,
you.
But you probably don't want to hear it here.
So the topic at hand is informing credit union members and consumers about financial well-being.
Right.
So give us kind of the lay of the land here.
So really, when you think about all the messaging that needs to take place into the, whether it's the consumer space, whether it's to Capitol Hill, whether it's direct to our members, whether it's providing opportunities through social media or otherwise, our strategic communications team is really in place to coalesce around all of the ideas, and in this case, financial well-being, and bring that to market in a way that shares the true voice
mm-hmm.
of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's coordinating with our partners at the league level and making sure we're gathering those insights,
yeah.
so there's another piece of it, right? So that we're all speaking the same language when we're in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And because there are so many different channels in which to do that, of course, hiking the hill is one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So when
days.
You look at the briefing books that have been handed out and the importance of the alignment within those, but then also all of the state leagues and regional leagues had input into that process, and they'll be able to speak to it, and there's actually state-specific information
mm-hmm.
in each one of those briefing books so that the stories that can be told are personal and they make sense and they resonate
yep.
with members of Congress.
Yep.
So that's part of it, right?
Okay.
But then there's also this, right? So we're here having a conversation about, you know, what is financial well-being, and it may be a pivot point from what it was thought of before as financial literacy,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it encompasses that, or
yeah.
that's a piece of it. So as we go forward and further define that, which is really something that's still in progress, and we're learning about it here by talking with others as well and listening to solutions that are in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
That may be able to assist on that messaging, that's another really important part of it. How we communicate that out to our members, to the credit union leaders. And that's going to be different. If I was just in Marcus Buckingham's general session, which was fantastic, but he talks about the uniqueness of everyone
mm-hmm.
and how you have to understand that from an interpersonal relationship, but I think also when you're talking about how do we communicate the same message differently to different people they understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really through our strategic communications team, and Vicki Christner was just here, and I know you know Vicki. She's our vice president who leads that area. And we're putting a lot of thought, we're putting a lot of thought into the strategy of that team and how we can continue to do that even better.
Mm-hmm.
We've got videography plays a big role in
good job.
Right.
Well done.
So that's a big
fan
part too. Yeah. So kind of speaking your language a little bit. I mean, I think.
We just had Gene Pranger in here from Pop.io.
Okay.
And they're off the charts with signing credit unions and banks as well with their video banking platform.
Yes.
And we were just talking about how popular video is becoming, and it's going to be kind of the main form of communication, if not for a lot of people already.
Right.
And for any demographic. So kudos to you guys for hopping on board that bandwagon as well.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
And again, when you think about social, you know, you think about whether it's YouTube or you know, Twitter or other channels that are on social, the ability to drive that through a video element really gives you the ability to tell that story even better.
Oh, yeah.
Gives more clarity,
there's a
visual
connection. Total connection.
And Jim shared a couple of videos, three videos from some leagues this morning.
Oh, we did?
On
okay,
stage,
good.
That tell stories specific.
I've seen some really good stories. I mean, really good video productions out there from people, especially the leagues. They're doing some great, great work.
Right.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So what are some strategies that, I mean, when they hike the hill the next couple of days, like you said, you're developing these communication messages, but for a lot of Creighton, this is kind of a new thing for them.
It is. And it's different, too. So when we think about our whole strategic communications plan, the hike the hill piece is pretty specific messaging. Here are the three things that you're going to take to the hill. Here's what we're going to talk about. Tell your story. That's been the biggest thing. Jim said it this morning.
Yeah.
People will get sick of us saying it, but you need to tell your story, and it needs
to be
a personal
story.
But tying that into the financial well-being of your community and how you're helping individuals, and it helps them in their actual physical health.
That's what I was
going to
ask you.
And their mental well-being,
yeah,
and how that all pulls together. Now, we've got, there was a convening led by Gigi Hyland.
She's next.
And, oh, is she?
Yeah.
Great. So Gigi and Ryan Donovan, our chief advocacy officer, that brought in, it was credit unions, there were academics brought in, a number of different system providers that have done work in this area, just to talk about how they're all thinking about financial well-being and how we can get aligned again on that, but also understanding what that means outside of credit unions. So what does it mean in the general populace? How are people feeling that? How does it resonate with them from a messaging standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking with Gigi, I'm sure you're going to hear
a
lot on that topic.
Oh, yeah.
But the other part of it is how do we communicate that out to consumers that aren't in our credit union space?
Right.
And I don't know that there's a lot of awareness of all the effort that goes into that with our team, Vicki's team.
Mm-hmm.
When you see something show up in a national, trade public or national publication, that takes a lot of planning and
it
takes a lot of trust, and you have to have the influence and know, they have to know that when you're delivering that information, that it's factual and it's true and it's telling a real story. So utilizing our policy team and using the stories that the credit unions are telling us and helping to amplify that, they're not our stories. CUNA's not the one in the mud puddle, right? As Jim would say, we're not in the mud puddle with the members every day like the credit union. It's their story to tell, but if we can help amplify that, and if we can tell that in addition to the great stuff that Open Your Eyes is doing and Chris Lawrence and that team, but if we can also tell the financial well-being story, whether it's in our own industry, but even more broadly, that's another piece of the communication.
And that needs to be heard on the hill up there.
Exactly. So that's what we're all.
And that's the story is that connects us all,
Right.
And talk about the video aspect of it.
Right.
The stories also connect us as well. So, yeah. Oh my gosh. Good stuff. Anything else to add, sir? I know you got a busy schedule, so I want to be respectful of your time.
No, I mean, just, another record year. 5,500.
Well, somebody told me it's like the fifth year in a row you've
fifth
had
year in
increase
a row.
In attendance.
Absolutely, yep. And the exhibit hall keeps growing, and of course, always co-op and CUNA Mutual Group and PSCU and Origins now.
I know,
right?
Big announcement.
And all the sponsors and exhibitors and everything. We're just thrilled that they're here. And,
could you imagine this still at the Hilton?
Oh, and I've been telling people
that.
I won't say exactly how many of these I've been to, but there's been a lot. And every time I come up those escalators, I still get that little shiver.
Oh, yeah. You see all the banners hanging and stuff? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's great.
Good stuff. All right, Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, as always. Always enjoy talking to you. It's an education and a little bit of fun as well.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Appreciate it, man. All right. There he is, Greg Micklin from CUNA. Go check him out. Doing some good stuff.